may be going through one of the five stages of a spiritual awakening without knowing what is happening. You may be experiencing things you don't understand. You may feel very different and you may see the world and life in ways you never have before. Life can be very confusing during this time. A spiritual awakening generally goes through a series of stages. When you can see that entire process of spiritual awakening, it will hopefully reduce some of the concerns and help you through the process a little easier. My name's Liz Watt. Welcome back to Where We Navigate Awakening and Ascension. Find purpose and integrate work, life, and spirituality easier and faster. If that's something you're interested in, then make sure you hit like and subscribe. In today's episode, I want to walk you through the five stages of spiritual awakening so you can start to recognize these in your life. Understanding what is happening will begin to alleviate some of the stress around this experience. Stick around to the end because I have something I'd like to share for you. So let's start with some definitions. Spiritual relates to the ethereal energetic realm rather than the physical material realm or the worldly realm. Spirituality is the practice or journey to understand and connect with that ethereal realm, the pure life force energy of source and other aspects of the ethereal realm. It is an awareness of infinite intelligence and something bigger than yourself. Now, awakening is becoming aware of the reality of what is happening in both your internal and external worlds. Spiritual awakening then is becoming aware of the truth of the physical material realm, the ethereal energetic realm, and something bigger than yourself. We go from just being aware of us and our life to something way, way bigger. What is essential to understand is there are two aspects of awakening that kind of occur parallel in this process. One is the process of awakening to the reality of the external world outside of you, and the other is an awakening to the internal realm, yourself, your soul, and what is going on inside. Both are critical pieces. Stage one is being in it. It is the stage of being in the world. So we're all born and told the world is a certain way. We must go to school and study hard to get into university and then study again to get a good job. Then we must work hard to earn good money, to pay off our car, house, bills, and hopefully establish some savings. Then at the end of our lives, we can retire and enjoy the things we've put off for so long. Now, simplified like this, it sounds a little bit grim, but at the time we go along with it. There are fun times to be had, like moving out of home and living on your own with friends, heading off to college for the first time, or traveling overseas. Your first job, promotion, relationship, or child. There are many different opportunities, and all of these are new, exciting, and challenging experiences, until they are not. The way we are told the world is and how we must live is not the truth of who and what we are. Now, deep down, we know this, and facing this truth is part of awakening. Living the way we are told we must live is not authentic to the truth of who and what we all are. It's not how human beings were designed to live, and it is certainly not what makes us thrive. Now, most human beings go along with these things, trying their best to fit into that mold. And when it doesn't feel right, we try a new job or a new relationship. We try to ignore that niggling feeling inside that tells us something's not right. We bury it in shopping, busyness, alcohol, work, partying, entertainment, and other distractions. Signs don't go away. Over time, they get bigger until at some point we're hit with a wake-up call. Something big goes wrong in our life that we can no longer ignore. It is more painful to keep living the way we are than to face the truth, and we choose to awaken. This brings us to stage two, where we're aware of half of it. The dark. Awakening begins when we accept there's something not quite right with the way we're told the world is and the way we're living. You've done everything you were told you needed to be successful, but you still cannot get life to work, or things just really don't feel right. So you begin to look around, question, and search for truth and answers. You get curious and you realize there is more to the world than what we see. So in this stage two, you begin to see one half of the world very differently as either light or dark. We're starting with dark, because many start with seeing the shadow and darkness in the self and in society. So when we start to see the darkness and shadow in the external world, we become aware of patterns of corruption, chaos, greed, fear, manipulation, and control, and they're playing out at all levels of society. We discover much information has been withheld from people or manipulated and distorted to keep us from the real truth. We see the choices we've been presented with are not free choices about how to live, but they're limited options. options that fit the current model of the world. At this point, we might get angry, frustrated, depressed, and we might want to fight against the external world. We see this as the reality, and many people can get stuck at this stage, and they're stuck in the darkness. The key is to understand this is not all there is. It is only one half, and your choice is to continue moving forward to reveal that other half. In stage one, we may also become aware of the dark of the self. So you may also at this point awaken to the darkness by searching internally to determine what is wrong with you and why you cannot make certain things in your life work. The thing is, there was never anything wrong with you. You just don't yet know who you are, and you're just not yet living aligned with that because you don't know it. You've just received some pretty bad programming from the outside world. The key here is to work on yourself to release the beliefs, thoughts, emotions, unresolved traumas, and patterns that you have been programmed with over time. Then you can replace them with what works for you. Once you've done enough work on yourself to lift your energetic vibration, you'll be pivoted to where you can see the light. And this takes us into stage three, where you're aware of the other half, in this case, the light. Now, it's challenging to go from light to dark, and can often feel like a backward step. Some will first see the light in stage two and the dark in stage three. Others will go from dark to light. But as we ask more questions and seek truth, we expose the shadow and darkness and also the polarity of the light. In this stage, we see the external light of the world. Darkness mainly exists in the heavy, low density energies, and it's further away from source energy and truth. Much of this is expressed in the human-made systems, structures, and things of the physical realm. They reflect a very low vibration. The light mainly exists in high density consciousnesses and is closer to pure source energy. We experience this physically in nature through plants, animals, and all the natural landscapes and wonders on the surface of the earth. Now, the light also exists in the ethereal realm, which most humans are not really connected to. So as we start to understand that the world is more than just what we perceive in the physical, we get a sense of much greater power and life force. We see the magnificence and wisdom in nature and life. We start to understand energy, the power that exists in us, and the possibilities of what the world could be. We want to share this knowledge with the world. Now, the key here is not to get caught in the light and to be realistic about the existence of the dark. They are two parts of the whole. In this stage, we'll also go inwards and start to see the light of the self. You start to awaken to the knowledge that you're a sovereign, independent being and you're in control of your life. You begin to search for and devour new information, people, and experiences. You discover things like universal laws, the law of attraction, and how you can start to create your life. You may learn new tools such as affirmations and vision boards to help you focus on the positive, and the possibilities seem endless and infinite. You might begin to actually create amazing new things in your life, and sometimes these changes stay, sometimes they disappear, and you're not really sure why. And you use all these new tools and information you've learned to continue to create change in your life. You realize that focusing only on the positive and trying to create change is only half the picture. The key is to awaken and acknowledge both the light and the dark. So for me personally, I think I was aware of the dark for a very long time without really being fully aware of it. I kind of numbed the pain of the dark by distracting myself with work, study, partying, family, friends. It was only when the pain of this became too great that I went in search of more. And I found the light and different ways of thinking and viewing the world. I found bigger perspectives than my own. And in time, I was thrust again into that darkness to face all those things I'd been ignoring before. And over about 10 years, I've continued to kind of oscillate between that dark and the light, each time seeing more than I had previously. It makes me think this journey of awakening, discovering, and seeing reality for what it is may not end, and it continues through our life, revealing only what we're ready to see at the time. We will see. Let me know in the comments whether you experienced the light or the dark first in your personal journey of awakening and what other insights you may have had. So once we've seen the light, we've seen the dark, we shift into stage four, which is where you're aware of both halves and not just one or the other. Once you've awakened to the darkness and the shadow of the world and the light and the possibilities, it might be challenging to hold these two kind of opposing polarized realities. So how can the world be both such darkness and chaos and such light and possibility? So this is where it's possible to kind of oscillate between these stages, sometimes for years, which is what I experienced. And we must do the work to uncover a level of darkness and then find a new layer of power and light within that, only to return to discover and do some more work on the darkness of the world and of ourselves. And once this is released, we raise our vibrational frequency and then return to the possibility of the light again. The process of oscillation is kind of like a pendulum released. On the first swing, the polarities are as far apart as possible. And over time, the swing kind of becomes smaller and the polarities become closer together until the pendulum stops and they're one and they both coexist together. At this time, we move out of the polarity and we're out of it. We're out of this light or dark. We have light and dark. The key here is to keep moving from light to dark and back again, looking at the truth of both the external world and your internal self and constantly releasing low vibrational energy, limiting beliefs, old traumas, stuck emotions. The key here is to keep moving from light to dark and back again, looking at the truth of both your external and your internal self and constantly releasing. Completion of this stage allows both the light and the dark to coexist and unify. At this point, we shift to stage 5 where we are out of it all. So resolving traumas and releasing beliefs, emotions, thoughts, and patterns that hold us back and keep us stuck allows us to move out of the awakening process. We no longer dramatically oscillate between the light and the dark at this stage, and we can see both and we can hold them simultaneously without extreme high emotions of joy or excitement or low emotions of anger or frustration or sadness. We're very neutral about either. We no longer want to deny or run away from the dark, and we no longer want to chase and run only towards the light. We understand they're both an essential part of the whole. So at this point, we're out of the world's reality and can experience it as true observers. However, the work does not stop here. We're not enlightened and then live happily ever after. The world continues. Our life continues. As we clear old energies and raise our vibration, new levels of information and awareness come to us. As these appear, we must continue to do the work and clear more energetic layers of not only ourselves, of our ancestors, the external world, and all of humanity. Awakening is an individual process until you realize you're just one part of a whole. So how do we navigate this awakening process? Well, spiritual awakening does not happen to you. To experience awakening, you must be an aware and active participant. Awakening is a choice to face the truth of the light and the darkness and the external world and your internal self. Awakening is the choice to walk front on into the world's reality and meet whatever arises. Awakening is not always easy. It can be painful and cause suffering, and it can cause joy and excitement and euphoria. On the other side of light is darkness. On the other side of dark is light. And through awakening is that view of the whole. How quickly you move through awakening depends on your choice to face, release the shadows and accept the light, and release the light and accept the shadows. Once you choose to move forward and begin to awaken and see the truth of the external world and yourself, you can never unsee. How you do it is up to you. The process of spiritual awakening is complex, and there are many different aspects and layers to it. If you want to know more about this topic, then make sure you check out my first book, Unity: How the Universe, the World, and You Really Work. It delves deep into this and other similar topics that relate to spiritual awakening and ascension. You can find it at lizwatt.com/unity, or the link is in the description. Now, before you head off, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on the next episode. I hope you found this information helpful in your personal journey of awakening. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.